This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Union Budget 2025-26 reflects the government's commitment to fulfilling the aspirations of 140 crore Indians. In his post-budget message, the Prime Minister said, "This budget is an important milestone in India's development journey." Mr. Modi said that this budget fulfills the dreams of every Indian. He called the budget a force multiplier, adding that it will enhance savings, investment, consumption and boost up growth in the country.
हमने कई सेक्टर्स युवाओं के लिए खोल दिए. सामान्य नागरिक विकसित भारत के मिशन को ड्राइव करने वाला है. ये बजट एक फोर्स मल्टीप्लायर है. ये बजट सेविंग्स को बढ़ाएगा, इन्वेस्टमेंट को बढ़ाएगा, कंजम्पशन को बढ़ाएगा और ग्रोथ को भी तेजी से बढ़ाएगा. मैं वित्त मंत्री निर्मला सीतारमण जी और उनकी पूरी टीम को इस जनता जनार्दन का बजट, पीपल्स का बजट, इसके लिए बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूं.
मिस्टर मोदी ऑल्सो सेड दैट द बजट विल ग्रेटली बेनिफिट द मिडिल क्लास ऑफ द कंट्री एज द इनकम अप टू 12 लाख रुपीज हैज बीन एक्सेम्प्टेड. ही सेड दैट इट विल एम्पावर द एग्रीकल्चर सेक्टर एंड गिव बूस्ट टू रूरल इकोनॉमी. The Prime Minister said that it focuses on manufacturing to empower entrepreneurs, MSMEs and small businesses. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today presented the first full-fledged budget of third term of NDA government. Presenting the budget in Lok Sabha, the Finance Minister announced that the nil tax slab is now extended up to 12 lakh rupees income. The Finance Minister also said that adding the standard deduction of 75,000 rupees for salaried class, the income of 12,75,000 per annum will not be taxed. Ms. Sitharaman also introduced new income tax slabs in new regime of taxation.
Happy to announce that there will be no income tax payable up to income of 12 lakh rupees. In the new tax regime, I propose to revise tax rate structures as follows. 0 to 4 lakh rupees, nil. 4 to 8 lakh rupees, 5%. 8 to 12 lakh rupees, 10%. 12 to 16 lakh rupees, 15%. 16 to 20 lakh rupees, 20%. 20 to 24 lakh rupees, 25%. And above 24 lakh rupees, 30%.
The limit for tax deduction on interest for senior citizens has been doubled from 50,000 to 1 lakh. The Finance Minister announced that Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana will be introduced in select 100 districts to enhance agricultural productivity and crop diversification. The loan limit under the modified interest subvention scheme will be enhanced from 3 lakh to 5 lakh rupees for loans taken through the Kisan credit card. Ms. Sitharaman also announced that a new scheme will be launched for 5 lakh women, scheduled castes and scheduled tribes, first-time entrepreneurs. This will provide term loans up to 2 crore rupees during the next 5 years. Ms. Sitharaman said that to enhance the productivity, quality and competitiveness of India's footwear and leather sector, a focused product scheme will be implemented. Ms. Sitharaman declared that gig workers of online platforms will be provided health care under PM Jan Arogya Yojana. They will also be registered on the e-Shram portal and provided identity cards. The Finance Minister announced new greenfield airports for Bihar. 36 additional life-saving drugs and medicines will be fully exempted from basic customs duty. Fiscal deficit in next fiscal year has been estimated at 4.4%. Finance Minister further announced that the FDI limit for the insurance sector will be raised from 74 to 100%. The Finance Minister also announced setting up of a Centre of Excellence in Artificial Intelligence for Education with a total outlay of 500 crore rupees. Chairman of Confederation of Indian Industry CII Task Force on Insolvency and Bankruptcy, Shardul Shroff, said the biggest benefit in this particular budget is the exclusion of the middle class from personal taxation almost completely. In the European Outdoor Championships, India's Tejas Sirse bagged the silver medal in the men's 60-meter hurdles at the meeting Miramas Metropole in France last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.